Some students and alumni at Illinois Wesleyan say its delayed and muted response to George Floyd's death and calls for racial justice are the latest examples of what they've seen for years. They say the private liberal arts college has an uneven record on racial equity. More from Eric Stock.
Rosetta Clay identifies herself as a proud black woman. Clay is Illinois Wesleyan's director of alumni engagement. She says she noticed a problem the first time she set foot on campus.
When I interviewed with Illinois Wesleyan nearly 2 years ago, I said to the then president, I have been on this campus for 8 hours and I've seen one black person. And that's a problem for me. But here I am. I still took the job.
Clay raises money for the university. Last week, the university postponed a one-day fundraising campaign called All In for Wesleyan. Clay was supposed to lead. Instead, Clay took part in a virtual listening session with the university administrators, students, and alumni on how to be a more inclusive campus at a time some alumni say they may cut ties with the university. Recent graduate Kalen Gray says he won't give to Illinois Wesleyan until it improves its culture for minorities. He says IWU prides itself for twice hosting Martin Luther King to speak, but doesn't follow his teachings on race. Gray says he's also upset over the university's neutral statement that referred to Floyd's death as painful and that incidents of looting and violence were unfortunate.
Although I am disappointed, I am not surprised. This type of response to racism on this campus is a part of its culture. A culture that tries to praise itself for diversity and inclusion, yet is essentially silent when challenged to speak up. One that is scared to ruffle the feathers of an ignorant population that reflects the true nature of this university.
Other graduates say they feel ambivalent about Illinois Wesleyan. Citlali Gonzalez says she had an amazing experience, but felt like she never truly belonged because she's a minority. She says she needed to hear three words from the university after George Floyd's death.
How hard it is to say Black Lives Matter. That was all I was looking for from the statement, and I was very disappointed that it was reduced to a political opinion.
Some students say after 4 years on campus, they were sick of being there without even black counselors to talk with. Luis Cabrales-Vasquez says there were no easy ways to report racism. University President Georgia Nugent initially declined to make a statement about calls for racial justice after Floyd's death. Nugent says she would not get into politics. After Nugent's statement, Vasquez called on alumni to take their money and give it to black organizations instead.
When the president decided to not make a statement, it broke my heart, and I'll make that very clear, because she is a white woman. And the school will go around and they'll say feminism, this is our first female president, but it reinforces the fact that there is no space for blackness in white feminism.
The rest of the university community pushed back hard as well. Nugent has relented and now says Illinois Wesleyan must do better.
I want to apologize. I understand. I truly understand that the statement made by the university didn't go far enough and wasn't clear enough.
Jasmine Kellogg graduated from Illinois Wesleyan in 2016. She says were it not for the university's diversity and inclusion office supporting her, she likely never would have finished.
Every year, from being denied into frat houses or my friends being told that they had to leave parties because black B-words weren't welcome, the N-word being sprayed around campus, violent candor in classrooms, and much more, I chose to stay every year.
A number of former students who took part in the call say Illinois Wesleyan has to do more than have institutional resources available. It must foster a culture of inclusion. Dion Hornsby says the university is far more diverse than it was when he first arrived on campus as a student 27 years ago. He says that's a long time to fight a battle he shouldn't have to fight.
Understanding that black folk are tired. We're tired of having to carry the burden of any injustice that goes on in the world, that we have to fix problems that we had no hand in making.
The former students all say, as black and brown people, they can't achieve equality on their own. They need help from the majority white population on campus. Illinois Wesleyan Director for Student Involvement, Kevin Carey, says silence is complicit racism.
Especially my white identified allies. How can we respectfully challenge those around us to show up, to listen, to learn and continue their self-education journeys, not relying on Black individuals or communities of color or other non-privileged identities to teach us or to tell us or remind us how to be better.
The virtual meeting is a good first step in the discussion for some. Hannah Miswani heads Illinois Wesleyan's Office of Diversity and Inclusion.
To fix something, to change something, we have to name it. Today we've named, yes, only a fraction of how we're feeling, but it's a huge step to name it publicly, to claim it. To claim our pride, but to also claim our hurt.
Ms. Wani says her office plans to hold more webinars on social justice in what many on campus say will be a long road to improvement. I'm Eric Stock.